Once upon a time, not too long ago, there was a little boy who wasn't so little. His name was Roger, and he was 9 years old. And he was starting in a new school. So his mummy dropped him at the gate, the outside gate of the school, and he made his own way to the school building itself. Now, he arrived 5 minutes late because he'd spent so much time at home mucking around, getting ready, watching TV, doing the things that children sometimes do that makes themselves late for school. But Roger arrived 5 minutes late. All the children had gone into the school, and there he was at the outside door of the school building. He turned the handle and pushed, but it didn't move. What had happened? He pushed harder. It still didn't move. He thought, oh no, I'm too late. They've locked it. And he knocked on the door quietly, and then he banged on the door and nobody came. Why? Because all the children were in their lessons. So he waited and he waited and he waited and he waited till break time. But still nobody came out. And then he realized break time wasn't for another hour. And then the clouds were getting darker and darker and darker. And he thought, oh no, it's already cold and I'm getting cold. And now it's going to rain. What am I going to do? And then, sure enough, he felt a droplet of rain on his face. And then another. And then a minute later, it was pouring with rain and he was getting so wet. And then he heard a voice. It was a tiny little voice. He looked around. There was nobody there. Looked around again. It was a little bird. It was a robin. And the robin said, come with me. I'll show you where you can shelter. And he went across the playground, followed the robin, and there was a shelter where the children sit sometimes when they're playing during playtime or lunchtime. And he sat there. And he sat there. And he sat there. And then he looks at his watch again. Because yes, he had a watch, not a phone, an actual watch so he could tell the time. And he looked and he could see the classes, all the children were getting up. And he raced over to the door. But the rain was pouring down. The children came to the door and he banged on the door and said, let me in, let me in, in. But the children were about to come out for a break. They saw how much rain was coming down and they all turned away. And they all went somewhere else in the school, probably to the dining hall. And they all left and Roger was stuck in the middle of the rain and he couldn't get in the school. And he pushed on the door again and again and again. Still couldn't get in. Went back to the shelter. There was the robin. And he said to the robin, I'm so hungry. The robin said, I'll see if I can help you. And the robin went and came back with a few seeds and a few tiny bits of nuts. He said, there you go, I eat those. Roger said, that's no use to me because that's not going to even fill me up. That's not even going to make me feel not hungry at all if I eat them. The bird said, I'll see what I can do. The bird came back with a worm in his beak like he'd feed to his own children and said, there you go. Roger said, oh, I don't want to eat a worm. Can you get me something else? And at this point, a fox was walking by and the fox said, what's wrong with you, young man? He said, I've been locked out of the school because I'm so late. I couldn't get in and it's raining all the time. And the children wouldn't come out for break to let me in because it's raining. The fox said, just wait till lunchtime, you'll be fine. Lunchtime came around and Roger was getting really hungry. And he looked at the school gate that led to the school itself, the front door. And the children were about to come out and play. And then the clouds got even darker, the rain got even stronger. And the children were not coming again. Roger went over to the door, banged again, said, please let me in. I was late this morning and I'm sorry, but please let me in. I'm desperate to come in and have lunch and join the classes. And some of the children saw him there
and thought, this is very strange. There's somebody out there who's really wet and straggly. Don't want to let him in because he's going to make us all wet and horrible. So the children walked away again and went for their lunch and left Roger soaking wet in the rain. Roger went back to the shelter and sat down and felt very sorry for himself and miserable and said to the fox, they're not letting me in even though it's lunchtime and I'm so hungry. The fox said, I'll see what I can do. The fox went off, came back 10 minutes later, and he had some crisp packets and some chocolate packets, and there was a can of Fanta that somebody had left out there. He said, will these do? Roger looked inside the crisp packet, managed to get a few crumbs out of it, opened the chocolate packet.
There was 10 crisps last time.
Well, he had 10 crisps, which was a start, and he found a tiny bit of chocolate in the chocolate packet, and he found the rocks and forks and bought him some sweet packets as well, and he managed to grab a bit of that. There was a little bit of Fanta left there, so his tummy wasn't rumbling quite so badly. But he felt so bad, he felt so silly for having come so late this morning and missing out on all of the fun these children were having. And now he was missing his lunch as well. And the fox said, look, all you can do is wait until it's time to leave school, which is at 3:15. Roger said, okay, what can I do till then? So the fox and the robin decided to play a game of hide and seek. And Roger started to join in, but the rain was coming down and he got even wetter. And where the fox was hiding was so wet and muddy. Roger found the fox, but when he came back, his shoes were completely covered in mud and he was feeling very sorry for himself. And he sat down and he was just sobbing away. And finally, on his watch, it said 3:25. In 5 minutes, the school would open. So he waited by the door, despite the fact that it was raining, but it wasn't raining as badly now. And he pushed and he pushed and he pushed against the door and he pushed against the door and he pushed against the door until finally, at 3:30, there were some children and they were ready to leave the school. He could finally get in. And just as Roger went to push the door open, the children were pushing the other way against him, and he's saying, what are you doing? Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me in. And then a teacher came to the door and said, what are you doing, young man? And Roger explained the situation, that he'd been stuck here since morning. He'd left school for 5 minutes late. He arrived 5 minutes late, and he was stuck there, and how the fox had helped him and how the robin had helped him. And he was staying in the shelter this whole time. He was so wet and he was so miserable. And the teacher said, you are a very silly boy. And Roger said, why's that? The teacher said, please move away from the door. Roger said, why? And the teacher said, because I've got something to show you. Roger said, what? So the teacher said, you've been trying to push this door open, haven't you? Roger said, yes, all day. Why was it locked? The teacher said, it wasn't locked. Roger said, I don't understand. What do you mean? And the teacher pushed the door away from him, which meant that Roger should have pulled the door towards him, and then he could have got into the school at any time. Roger had not figured out that this door opened outwards, not inwards. So poor Roger had the whole day because he didn't figure out. All he had to do was try the door the other way. And that is the story of Roger's first day at school.